your tears for another day. Save your tears for another day.
Indeed.
It's the Crazy Podcast. My name is Isaac.
What is my name? My name is Sam.
You're there just shouting, save your tears for another day.
Thank you very much for listening to the Crazy Podcast.
Please, I need to state that we can't sing to save our lives. We just wanted to prove it to you. You know, sometimes when we say things here, you guys don't listen to us.
That aside, you could also go to our social media platforms and choose who sings to Isaac or I.
But they don't know whose voice it was. They will know.
Yeah, they will know. I mean, like when you they distinguish
one thing's for sure
between good and bad, and definitely.
I am good and bad. What makes you think in what they just listened to there was anything like
know
good?
My voice. I mean, they will hear the voice, the melodic voice.
I hear the melodic voice. Anyway, today's episode we are touching something that is a bit. A very sensitive topic, so we decided to lighten up the moment, but it has something to do with being told to save your tears for another day.
It's an opinion based
yes, it's an opinion based episode, and I will begin by asking, have you been told to save your tears for another day?
Who has the guts?
That way you take yourself, someone me, anyway.
I think I'm rich.
yet.
Okay, maybe yes. To answer you, maybe yes or no. So I said, let's get to see how I'll be able to answer this question at the end of
okay. So I believe
episode.
Our generation. If someone is our age, from 18 to roughly 35 or 32, you've been told by someone way older that please save your tears for another day because. What you're going through is just peanuts compared to what, for lack of a better word, peanuts compared to what we went through during our time.
Yes.
Have you been told something like that?
I think something close.
When
to
you
that.
Raise an issue and then you are told, you're not suffering enough.
Maybe I've heard about it in the instances of.
You've not been told that.
I've been told. I remember, but I would like to first begin from the top before I come back to me.
Okay,
because you know how people want, we've seen in the news, people want change, and...
What kind of change?
This person? Political change.
Uh-huh.
In the news. Mm-hmm. People say we want a new president and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Then the ruling party goes like, all the seniors and the ruling party will go like, 12 and we fought.
Where
are you there? I think it is.
We have peace now. What are you saying? If I get arrested, if I disappear, I don't disappear. Please,
no.
These are Issa's views,
no,
not mine.
It was in the news. Allegedly, it was in the news. I watched people watch news, right?
Okay.
So I'm trying to.
Yeah,
bring
it was in the news. Yeah, you.
So what
you
my
do
point,
have a point
is, my point is, it is similar to what the young generation might want because sometimes they might want. Oh, maybe we should do this. Then someone will go like, for us we fought, so you cannot get that.
You can't get that, which is something that X me are wrong in all sorts of ways. There are very many flaws with that kind of thought. Because
Isaac, wait. Let's begin with your own story because we like sharing. Let's have
my own story.
Yeah, particular
which story.
Instance,
I don't remember me agreeing to sharing my own story.
No, just one story of the many because I know you've had a lot of stories. You might not name the person, though. It could be just a story. Like one day in 2000,
you really have caught me off guard. I just thought of this in the abstract because it has happened to me several times, but I had not thought of a specific story that and thought of whether I'm comfortable sharing it. But I have
imagine this is
BBC. BBC out there 100% prepared, not being not being ambushed, are saying that there have been very many instances where you push for something and then you are... Okay, I think that's the story I'm comfortable sharing. I'll begin with my own parents. There would be a time I would ask for something.
Yes.
That, I need this for school, or I need more facilitation, I need more money for my pocket money and stuff like that. And my parents would actually tell me, what are you saying? As we used to first go to the garden before we go to school. So what do you mean you
and
need?
And you're not doing that.
And you're not doing that. Or they would tell me, we would go to school with the previous food from from previous supper from last night. That's what we would take for breakfast. What do you mean you need money for break?
Basically, sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes or something like that. And I would, at that time it would perturb me. But right now I'm like, there are so many wrong things about that kind of thinking. Of because the situation was worse years ago or 3 years ago or 10 years ago.
Okay, maybe for example, it was not worse, but it was the way of living then.
It was the way of living. Which was it? It was worse.
No, it is not worse.
It was worse than what I was going through, okay.
No, maybe
because I was being given money.
Because you're this generation, for you, you think it is worse. And you're used to having money and order going to the country.
But doesn't that make it worse?
Okay, maybe. I wouldn't say it is worse. My point is...
Okay, what is better?
It is it was a way of life then.
Okay, it's just an example.
And we were comfortable with
it. Yes, it is a way of life. That doesn't mean it has to continue to be the way of life now.
Let me tell you something, actually, about that very story. Because according to what my mom was telling me, that even in those leftovers they used to carry, they would be stolen, by the way. Someone's sweet potatoes
would
be stolen.
I'm not saying it would be a bad... What used to happen then would be a bad thing. Or that back then it should have been a better situation. My point is that doesn't mean it should be the case now.
Okay. Especially if you have to post on social media. Okay.
And my problem with that kind of thought is exactly where you're coming from. That because back then it used to be okay, back then what used to be carried for to facilitate your food during school used to even be stolen. It used to be a privilege. Some didn't even used to have. It doesn't mean that if I ask for quote-unquote more right now, it should be a bad thing. That is exactly, that's the first problem with it. Or for instance, if I say that, let's say doctors, I'm a doctor, right? Let's say I'm a doctor, and I'm asking for a particular amount of salary, and a senior doctor comes and tells me, oh no, as we used to get 200,000, and now me, I'm asking for 500,000. We used to get 200,000 during our time. And we used to, first of all, it wouldn't even come on time. And things like that. But we used to find a way to make it work.
Mind you, those people used to be given accommodation.
Yes.
Used to be given accommodation, food. The money was little, but they had facilities.
Thank you. But even if they were not given all those things, even if they were not given accommodation, even if they were not given food, even if they were not given any sort of facilitation, still with 200,000, it still wouldn't invalidate what I have brought up right now. Me bringing up the point of I am asking for more money should not, the counter argument should never be that, oh, the situation 10 years ago was worse. Because I'm asking for 500,000 and 10 years ago people used to be given 100,000, should not invalidate my asking for 500,000. What should invalidate it should be, show us what you've done to require that 500,000. Show us your value. And sometimes the argument is, oh, very many doctors these days are not good. Oh, very many accountants, young professionals are not good at, they're not patient, they're not good at what they do. Given, that is not my argument with it. Fine, don't hire those ones that are not good at what they do. But do not use that same argument to stronghold and pull back the ones who are actually doing what they're supposed to do. If someone gives their all and works hard, why are you using the very many others that are not doing what they're supposed to do to punish this one?
Okay, the interpretation would be that if you're referring to that as, because they refer to it as worse, right? If you demand 500,000 and they used to get 200,000, in their way of thinking, it is
be grateful. It's your generation,
okay,
is not grateful.
They were not happy with it. Mm-hmm. So if they weren't happy with it, then do not force it on these people, because you know it was a bad
idea.
No.
Their argument is, usually the argument is, oh, back then we used to get 200,000.
And we were happy. But they were.
No. Back then we used to get 200,000. Right now you shouldn't even be asking for 500. You should be okay with the 300 you're getting. And my argument is no. Even if I'm asking for more than what was given then, or what I'm getting now is more than what was given then, that doesn't mean I should be comfortable with what I'm being given now. Even if it's more than what was being given then. As long as I have a valid concern for why I should ask for more. And this doesn't only relate to pay or salary or wages. it relates to all kinds of things. I mean, if I'm not being given transport and then I start saying, oh, I think I deserve to be given transport for this, the argument should not be 10 years ago we never used to get transport. Right now you're lucky you even get some transport, maybe from side hustles that you have. And I'm like,
you get partial transport. Like,
yes, maybe you get partial transport. So the argument should not be, oh, because you get partial transport and you never used to get partial transport, you shouldn't get full transport. That should never come up. It should never come up because it doesn't make sense. If you want to bring up how hard you went through, how hard it was for you, if you want to tell me that story, tell it to me as a way to motivate me. Oh, man. Me, I started 3 years. I used to work for 3 years and I was never paid. But look at me now. I'm doing well. The situation gets better.
Isaac, my point is about that particular so sad story. Like, if you felt that thing was bad, if the thing was very, very bad and you went, but you went through it, do not impose those onto this other person.
Don't pull. Why are you pulling them down?
Because now it is going to be a vicious cycle of.
A vicious toxic cycle of I also suffered, the next generation must suffer, the generation after me.
To prove that they will be as good as I am. It doesn't.
Thank you. And we are right now in a fast growing economy, generation, and a time where something that someone would take, let's say, a week to do can be done in a matter of hours. So if I ask for a pay that would only be gotten by seniors 10 years ago, simply because I've done something in hours, why should I be punished? It's not my fault that right now things can be done very fast because of technological advancement and things like that.
Sure.
Secondly, the other flaw with that argument is, if 5 years ago people at my station would only get 200,000, and even now 5 years later you still insist that people at my station should get 200,000, it means you have also failed as a senior. You've not improved the profession, whatever profession it is. Say if it is civil engineering and a civil engineer who's just starting out, they're getting 300,000. If they were getting 500,000 10 years ago and they're still getting 500,000 even now.
Because now some of those things should take into consideration the economic.
Yes, if we are saying the economy has grown, if we are saying the profession has grown, why shouldn't someone's pay improve? Why should I still be going through what other people went through? Or why should, okay, even if I'm not actually going through what other people went through and it's slightly better than what people went through 30 years ago, it doesn't mean that I should go through a situation that's bad now. And I don't like it when someone pushes for a concern and then the first thing they are told is, oh, civil engineers these days are not good. The ones who are starting out. Doctors these days are not good. I'm like, that's not me. Let's talk about me as an individual. Have I not delivered with what I'm supposed to deliver? And this is what I think I should be telling people who... the youth. Is whenever you do something, have a track record of it. You don't know when it's going to save you.
True.
Whenever you put in the work, improve yourself, become as good as you can become, then push for better pay for whatever it is you want to push for. Move on to another job. And I think it's the time for us to say, no, please do not tell me that it's not yet the time. You're still young.
Please wait.
Be patient. What do you mean be patient? Why should I be patient?
You know, the idea would be that if someone is doing something, let them do it their whole and...
Yes, give everything your all, please.
Because
don't get me wrong, that way
you could easily advocate for more.
Yes.
Relying on what you say, yeah, I can write very well, that I'm sure I will.
I can write very well, this is a sample of what I've written. I can sing very well, here are my demos. I mean, do everything that you need to do to improve yourself and to make your case very well. It shouldn't just be a situation for someone to easily put you away. The reason why particular people, and I'm not going to blame it on an entire generation, because not everyone does this, but I'm saying there are particular people who want to put young professionals down simply because they yeah. suffered during their time.
And simply because maybe they are young and they feel like if somebody is like this and getting this much money or getting this many promotions.
Thank you. They think that, oh, if you're young, what are you doing being owning a business? If you're young, what are you doing getting 3 million? I mean, if that person has worked for it, why shouldn't they get it? And we live in a different time. The things we are going through now are not the things they went through.
Some of these things are partly about the perspective of society, as in how society looks at the old versus the young.
Mm-hmm.
They would, usually, knowledge, wisdom is associated with the old responsibility. They feel like the old people are out there.
I thank you very much. That's the other thing we need to denounce.
That's one notion that is
the other thing we need to denounce, that because you're young, you cannot have experience or you cannot know how to do something.
Speaking of experience, maybe away from that, why do companies want, at the time they're advertising jobs, want to employ people of 5 years experience or 10 years experience for particular things? What happened to trainings?
Thank you. What happened to trainings? I mean, if you're going to get a young person, a professional, which you have to, because 3/4 of our population in Uganda is youth.
And I think because of those things, it goes back to service delivery.
Before we go to service delivery, I think I want you to drive your point home of what happened to training.
I'm going to come back to that.
Okay.
I'm coming back to that. It will go back to when you look
service delivery.
Now, this company will advertise a job, say 15 years of experience, 10 years of experience. Now, remember, the person will spend like their first 20 years
in school,
and the remaining 20 years from 25, they are still there hustling. And probably they would get, after like 30 years, before they get that job, they're in their 40s. Probably tired. They are not on pressure. It goes back to substandard service delivery. Because this person, by the time they bring him onto this new job, they are tired. They do not.
They don't have the zeal, the energy to work. So, thank you very much.
They do not get advice if they have their juniors. Like, because there's a way we can't really advise the old people, because
don't want to seem like the brat, the spoiled child who doesn't want to listen to authority, which is wrong. I think as a country, there's a section of people that are killing the zeal of young professionals, not even professionals, of young people who are in business, young people who are in pushing to achieve different things. And how they're killing that zeal is that they are required. They want you. They don't want to be advised.
Sometimes the young people don't.
Okay, it's not even. It's not even about being advised. They don't want to listen to your side of the story. I mean, why am I at a job if someone doesn't want to listen to my advice? Or not my advice. I could be wrong.
Input maybe.
Yes, to my input.
Because you could be wrong.
I could be wrong. But the point is, I think. Just because this particular person is younger than you, just because they have much less years of experience, doesn't mean they can't have an input. Doesn't mean they can't have something to add value to. Their approach may be wrong, but you could pick a thing or two. And this is something that I think we should all pick up. Even when you're listening to someone at your same level, you listen, talk to them as if they have something. They're going to say something you don't know. Don't talk to them with this thing of, in this relationship, I tell you what to do.
Yes.
You don't put any input. I tell you what to do and you do it and then you go home. How are we going to improve?
Yeah. But anyway, because now I would recommend that the training, like as I stated, if people could just come and let's have this thing of experience. It works, but I don't think it is really, really important.
I don't think it should be.
Let the people come into the professionals. Let us have them trained.
Just train them, give them a chance. If someone is not learning after their training, fire them. But don't get someone who's just out of school, they don't have any training whatsoever, this is their first job, and then they don't do their work very well. Because it's their first job, they don't know anything.
What is the benefit?
And give them a benefit of that, and then you conclude, young professionals, they are lazy. They don't know how to do their work. They are inexperienced. Of course I'm inexperienced. I've just been through school. What do you expect me to know? You expect me to somehow know it. And so train the person. Give them 2 months of training. And please don't, because you're training them, stop the notion of this person is learning, this person is learning on the job, so I'm not going to pay them their worth. There's that bit of, oh, because we are training you, or because you're still on you're still on probation, or we're going to give you a quarter of the salary you're supposed to get. What do you mean?
Okay, you're getting the best thing here.
You're getting the best, you're learning. Of course I'm supposed to learn. How else am I supposed to do this?
Time is going. Someone is wasting time.
Someone is wasting your time. And please, employers who are employers, decision makers, people in authority, do better. Do better. Do not put it. It's not someone's fault that they don't know. I mean, at some point you also didn't know.
Until that time.
And then the argument you bring up is, also us who are not paid.
Again.
So, because you are not paid, I shouldn't be paid.
And you are,
I mean, only don't pay that person if they are not doing what they are supposed to do. But if I'm trying to learn, and I'm learning, and I'm improving, why don't you pay me? Pay the person, then they will become of value to you. If you don't treat the people that run your business well, they will not treat your business well.
You're not doing everything in that
business. You're not doing anything. I mean, the things we go through in life that makes things life hard and whatnot are intended to do what? To improve us as human beings and also help us improve the world and make the world a better place. Not as a way, not as chains. We shouldn't use, for instance, what I have gone through, I should never use it against my child or whoever I employ in the future and tell them, oh, I went through this hard time. You should also be going through a hard time. I should teach them to work hard and know that life will be hard, but not to tell them that, oh, I'm not going to give you a salary, by the way, because I wasn't given a salary.
Plus, you're still learning.
Plus, you're still learning. You're inexperienced. You have no experience. Fine. Maybe don't give them all the amount of money they ought
deserve.
To be given. They deserve. But give them something. Facilitate them. Don't give them peanuts.
Yeah, maybe the other question I wanted to ask you is, have you heard of this statement of, the youth these days don't want to work?
And I don't like generalization. The first problem with that kind of statement is the generalization.
I've heard it a number of times. I think I will just say it in Uganda or something.
Direct translation. The youth of these days don't like to work. That's what it means.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like people, they do not, I do not understand that. What do they base on to say people don't want to work?
And even if you have an experience with a youth who has refused and doesn't want to work, say Isaac doesn't want to work. Don't say youth. How many youth have you interacted with? Some of us do actually like to work. Some of us actually do put in the work. So for you to generalize, it's actually detrimental to all of us and unfair to those of us who actually put in the work. Because the next time someone is employing someone, they'll go like, employer so-and-so said youth don't like to work. Let me probably get a 35-year-old. And guess what a 35-year-old is going to do when they maybe have an intern or someone who's supposed a student at their workplace? They're going to think, they're going to go like, I mean, I also wasn't given this opportunity until I was 35. So why do you want to earn the same amount of money as
they'll me? Downplay you sometimes.
And please, as youth, we are not trying to take your jobs. It's not a competition. I don't know why I go into workplaces and you really see someone giving you the attitude of, I need to make sure this person stays at their level, otherwise they're going to take my job. Why? I mean, what happened to the sky is the limit? If the sky is the limit and you do your job well, you will be promoted to something higher and I'll probably also maybe take up your role if it's empty or go somewhere else. Like,
something else.
There's so much in the world that can be done, that can be achieved. We can't be fighting for positions and making other people's lives difficult simply because we are threatened. If anything, that should threaten you to improve yourself.
All in all, what we're trying to say is that some of these words or some of these things is out of style.
It's out of style. And we are tired of being told to save our tears for another day.
Until next time, it's
we've been the Crazy Podcast. It's Antava.
Mm.
It's and Isaac. Thank you for listening.